Welcome to County Stadium in Milwaukee, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Milwaukee Brewers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Tony Bernazard. Batting second. The center fielder, Brett Butler. Batting third. The shortstop, Julio Franco. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Joe Carter. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Mel Hall. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Corey Snyder. Batting seventh. The DH, Dave Clark. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Brooke Jacoby. Batting ninth. The catcher, Andy Allenson. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Scott Bales. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Robin Yount. Batting second. The third baseman, Dale Sviam. Batting third. The first baseman, Cecil Cooper. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Rob Deer. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Glenn Braggs. Batting sixth. The DH, Gorman Thomas. Batting seventh. The catcher, Bill Schroeder. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Ernie Riles. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Jim Gantner. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Tim Leary. And now, play ball. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Yount. Bernazard reaches second base with a double. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Bernazard. The throw from Schroeder and he is safe. Bernazard steals third. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler hits a fly ball into right field. Deer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Bernazard tags and scores. One out. It's 1-0, Indians. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco hits a ball on the ground for a single. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sviam juggles the ball. That's an error on Sviam. Franco moves to second. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall hits a fly ball into left field. Braggs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A three-run home run. Three runs are unearned. It's 4-0, Indians. Dave Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark hits a ball on the ground towards short. Riles scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dale Sviam is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sviam hits a fly ball into right field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper hits a ball on the ground towards short. Franco fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Rob Deer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Deer strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Brewers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby hits a fly ball into left field. Braggs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Andy Allenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allenson hits a fly ball into right field. Deer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Bernazard hits a fly ball into left field. Bragg settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Glenn Braggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braggs hits a ball on the ground towards short. Franco fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Franco fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Bill Schroeder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schroeder hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Hall. Schroeder reaches second base with a double. Ernie Riles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Riles takes first base on ball 4. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner hits a fly ball into right field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Brewers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Butler hits a ball on the ground towards third. Svium fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Franco hits a fly ball into center field. Yount settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 0-for-1 in the game. Carter hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0-for-1 in the game. Hall hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Carter moves to third. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Snyder hits a pop-up towards first. Cooper settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Yount hits a fly ball into right field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dale Svium is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Svium is 0-for-1 in the game. Svium hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0-for-1 in the game. Cooper hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Rob Deer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Deer is 0-for-1 in the game. Deer hits a fly ball into center field. Butler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Brewers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dave Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 0-for-1 in the game. Clark hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby is 0-for-1 in the game. Jacoby hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Clark moves to third. Andy Allenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allenson is 0-for-1 in the game. Allenson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Clark scores. Jacoby moves to second. It's 5-0, Indians. John Henry Johnson now pitching. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Bernazard strikes out. One out. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Butler takes first base on ball 4. Jacoby moves to third. Allenson moves to second. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Franco hits a fly ball into right field. Deer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Carter hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A grand slam home run. It's 9-0, Indians. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hall hits a ball on the ground towards short. Riles scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 9, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Otis Nixon now playing left field. Glenn Braggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braggs is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Braggs hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 9-1, Indians. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0-for-1 in the game. Thomas hits a pop-up towards short. Franco settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Schroeder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schroeder is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Schroeder hits a line drive towards third. Jacoby can't make a play. That's a base hit. Ernie Riles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Riles is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Riles hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Schroeder moves to second. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner is 0-for-1 in the game. Gantner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Schroeder moves to third. Riles moves to second. Two outs. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Yount hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Schroeder scores. Riles scores. It's 9-3, Indians. Dale Sviem is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sviem is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Sviem hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Butler. Sviem reaches second base with a double. Yount goes all the way around to score. It's 9-4 Indians. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0-for-2 in the game. Cooper hits a fly ball into right field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 9, and the Brewers 4. The Indians will come to bat. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Snyder hits a line drive towards short. Riles can't make a play. That's a base hit. Dave Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Clark bunts towards the mound. Johnson fields it and throws to first for the out. Snyder moves to second. One out. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Jacoby hits a fly ball into center field. Yount settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Snyder moves to third. Two outs. Andy Allenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allenson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Allenson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 9, and the Brewers 4. The Brewers will come to bat. Rob Deer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Deer is 0-for-2 in the game. Deer strikes out. One out. Glenn Braggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braggs is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Braggs hits a fly ball into center field. Butler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0-for-2 in the game. Thomas hits a fly ball into center field. Butler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 9, and the Brewers 4. The Indians will come to bat. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Bernazard hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Yount. Bernazard reaches second base with a double. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Butler hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gantner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Bernazard moves to third. One out. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Franco hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bernazard scores. It's 10-4, Indians. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Carter hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Franco moves to second. Pat Tabler pinch hits for Otis Nixon. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabler hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sviam juggles the ball. That's an error on Sviam. Franco scores. Carter moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 11-4, Indians. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Snyder hits a fly ball into left field. Braggs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carmelo Castillo pinch hits for Dave Clark. Carmelo Castillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castillo strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 11, and the Brewers 4. The Brewers will come to bat. Dickie Knowles now pitching. Joe Carter now playing left field. Pat Tabler now playing first base. Bill Schroeder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schroeder is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Schroeder hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Allenson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ernie Riles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Riles is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Riles strikes out. Two outs. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner is 0-for-2 in the game. Gantner hits a fly ball into right field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 11, and the Brewers 4. The Indians will come to bat. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Jacoby strikes out. 1 out. Andy Allenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allenson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Allenson strikes out. 2 outs. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 doubles. Bernazard hits a fly ball into center field. Yount settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 11, and the Brewers 4. The Brewers will come to bat. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Yount hits a fly ball into center field. Butler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Dale Sviem is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sviem is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Sviem takes first base on ball 4. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0 for 3 in the game. Cooper hits a fly ball into left field. Carter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Rob Deere is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Deere is 0 for 3 in the game. Deere strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 11, and the Brewers 4. The Indians will come to bat. Dan Plesac now pitching. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Butler hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Franco hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gantner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 3 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles and a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Carter hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Butler moves to second. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabler is 0 for 1 in the game. Tabler hits a line drive into left field. Braggs picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Braggs. Butler scores. Carter moves to third. Tabler moves to second. It's 12-4, Indians. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Snyder hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 15-4, Indians. Carmelo Castillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castillo is 0 for 1 in the game. Castillo strikes out. 2 outs. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Jacoby is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 15, and the Brewers 4. The Brewers will come to bat. Fran Mullins now playing second base. Glenn Braggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braggs is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Braggs hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jacoby fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0 for 3 in the game. Thomas strikes out. Two outs. Bill Schroeder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schroeder is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Schroeder hits a pop-up towards first. Tabler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 15, and the Brewers 4. The Indians will come to bat. Mark Clear now pitching. Andy Allenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allenson is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Allenson strikes out. 1 out. Fran Mullins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullins hits a ball on the ground towards third. Svium fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Butler hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gantner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 15, and the Brewers 4. The Brewers will come to bat. Rich Yet now pitching. Ernie Riles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Riles is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Riles hits a fly ball into center field. Butler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner is 0 for 3 in the game. Gantner hits a fly ball into center field. Butler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Yount hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dale Svium is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Svium is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Svium strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 15, and Milwaukee Brewers, 4. Goodbye from County Stadium in Milwaukee.